Great, thanks. Welcome back. I'm pleased to get Shen back
with you.
Shen,
I'm back, yeah.
Yeah, Shen, what have you got?
All right, so I think we're sort of saving the best to last, really. So, we mentioned actually earlier on in the introduction that actually, you know, we're definitely showing the love for enterprises and, you know, businesses and organizations alike. So today, I just want to give you a quick brief introduction to the Windows Store for Business and really what this means for people, you know, because there's a lot of things that, you know, the store team have been going out and speaking to organizations, just saying, hey, you guys, you know, what is it that you actually need?
Yeah.
And one of the key things is, you know, like organizations want a store for themselves, some easy and simple way for their users to go and actually view the applications that their IT admins or pros want them to view in a very simple fashion. The other thing is, as organizations, and this is not just limited to enterprises, education as well.
Yeah.
They want a way to find, you know, the thousands of apps that we have in store and an easy and manageable way to distribute those apps.
Right.
You know, whether you want to distribute them online or offline, or whether you want to actually allocate them to particular users. And, you know, this is why the Windows Store for Business came about, and it's a great way of actually, you know, using the store.
Yeah, and of course for for developers, this could be good news. If you've got a good app that's oriented for businesses, a great way of having a new distribution channel and good ways of reaching customers. So.
Yeah, correct, exactly. And you know, the nice thing here is it allows you that separation where if you have line of business developers that aren't necessarily in your organization, you can still get those folks there to develop your apps and then publish directly to your org, and then you can manage that distribution. It's ever so simple and nice.
That was something that was kind of awkward to do in the past.
Yeah.
So now we've got this real nice system set up to help make that all happen.
It's just so nice because it's actually just a few clicks. And I'm actually, you know, I've decided that the best way to show you this is always just to go through demos because seeing is believing in a lot of sense.
Well, yeah, that's right.
So we'll be doing quite a few demos just to show you what users will see. So let's firstly look at the personas, really. I think this is always a good place to start.
Yep.
Because, you know, there are many different people in organizations. But the two I'm going to concentrate on today is Alice. You see Alice there is a user.
Mm-hmm.
And here we have Jerry. And Jerry is an IT professional. They both work for the wonderful Contoso Limited.
Yes. Yep.
And really, what we want to do is just show you, let's start with probably Alice, because I think, you know, as an end user, you'd want to make sure that what they're seeing is in line with what IT pros want them to see.
Yeah.
So let's start with a simple demo. So let's see what Alice sees on the PC. So you can see here, I have my store. I have conveniently logged in as Alice there, so you can see her name, Alice B. And as usual, you get the normal tabs, and it's the store experience that people are used to. But notice here, what I have is because I've logged in as Alice, and it's her work account, so this means it's backed by Azure Active Directory, which is kind of neat. It's a great way to manage people. And essentially, what you have here is a Contoso Limited tab. So when I click that tab, what you'll notice is I have apps that are actually specifically tailored for Alice. So this is where, you know, the folks that manage Contoso, so Jerry in this case, has gone, hey, you know what, Alice, I think you need these apps.
Yep.
You can see there's a wrath of apps from Word, Excel, to Wunderlist, to Remote Desktop. So it gives you an idea of sort of the sort of work that Alice does here. So that's a very sort of basic view of what they see as a user. And the nice thing is it's not jarring because it's the same experience that they're used to in the store normally.
And this doesn't, all this is still the public store. The same,
exactly.
Not restricted in any way in this case, but I imagine an organization could do. Could
correct. So where you've got the Contoso Limited tab, we call that the private store.
Yeah.
And then the rest of it's the public store.
Okay, sure.
But you see, the thing is, I'm giving her a new name, Alice. Alice also actually is someone that also works a lot on the move too. So what I've done is, I'm just going to show you a quick screenshot of what you'd see on her lovely Windows device here.
Yep.
So you can see here, this is again the public store. She'll click on the split view control. And you'll see what happens here is because her phone is also logged in to her actual work account here, you can see that Contoso Limited, the private store, is appearing here too. So she'll click that and you can see she's got the same applications.
Yep.
So she can actually go and manage what apps she wants on her phone. And what's kind of neat is that if these apps are specifically for phone, she'll get them there. And if they're not, she won't see them. So she gets a very tailored view. She's going to see apps that are really good for her particular device. So she's going to go for Word. And you know, you can see it's the same sort of thing.
Yep. OK, cool.
But now we've got another user, really, because we've got Jerry, who's at the other end of the spectrum. So we've got Alice, who's the consumer of these apps. But we've got Jerry, who's basically responsible for managing the applications that Alice can see.
Right.
And you know, this is all about distribution and basically what sets the Windows Store for Business apart from the normal store that we see today. So let's close down what Alice sees. And let's go to the Windows Store for Business. So as you can see here, I am logged in as Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
And this is basically the home page for the actual Windows Store for Business. So it's microsoft.com/business-store or businessstore.microsoft.com.
Okay.
So you can come at it at various angles.
Yep.
Now what you'll notice here is actually Jerry has a multitude of applications that he can actually go in a provision. So let's have a look at, let's say, Made by Microsoft. So actually there's one app that I think is really useful for Alice. And I'll pretend to be Jerry here. So I think Sway. Sway is quite a cool app.
Yep.
So for those of you who haven't used it, highly recommend it.
Yeah, it is. Cool.
And
digital storytelling app for work, school, and home.
Yes, exactly. So perfect for the education scenario, perfect for the work scenario here. Right. So Jerry, all Jerry has to do is just hit Get App. So he's going to tap the Get App screen.
Yep.
And what you're going to see here is a pop-up that's going to display. And there's going to be various ways that Jerry can actually go and distribute this. So Jerry could say, well, actually, I'm going to add this to the private store. So this is where Alison had her Contoso Limited.
Yep.
Or Jerry could say, well, actually, you know what? I don't want this to be in the private store for everyone. I want to be very particular about who should get the Sway app. In this case, I'm just going to go for the private store. I'm going to hit confirm. And what this will do is basically it's going to go and provision that app. Obviously, it'll take time for it to hit Alice, so we probably won't wait that time. But essentially, that's just going to go and do the provisioning.
Yeah.
So there we go. So it's added it to the private store.
Started adding the app.
Yep.
Okay. Yep.
So it's going to now take me to the private store. And you can see here, this is a great view for Jerry to start seeing, okay, well, what apps have we actually got in our private store? And you can see there's quite a fair few there. You can see at the top, we've got the Sway application. And you can see that it does say add in progress.
Yep.
And we've got the others that you could see that Alice could see. So you've got private. So there's two things here. We've got the private store. We've got the not in private store. So when it's in the private store, what we're really saying here is it's in that Contoso tab.
Yes.
But also we have the option of not having things in the private store as well. And there are various scenarios where you may say, well, actually, certain application developers are more than happy for actually organizations to have offline experiences. So you can see here, I've just filtered by offline and the Contoso pay stub is actually an offline application.
Yes.
What this basically means is that, you know, Jerry can actually go and provision all these and not have to worry about how the licenses are managed, because sometimes, you know, what will happen is, in Alice's case, it'll always go back to the business store and it'll then start claiming licenses. So you can see we've also got PowerPoint. So let's try and just click on one of these. So let's try Fresh Paint. Let's see if anyone's got. So what you'll notice here is I have the option as well to add to the private store if I want to. And let me show you one where, let's take an Outlook application, because they have a nice feature. So let's go to PowerPoint. And there you can see I can remove from the private store too. So there's a lot of flexibility, and if I decide to assign to a person, that's perfectly acceptable too.
Yep.
So we've talked about some of the ways you can get into the private store, but you know there are various other things that Jerry might want to do. And you know, in some cases, people might want to manage their applications this way. But the other way we can do it is actually through management tools.
Mm-hmm.
So what organizations can do is if they've got their existing tools that they use, mainly for large organizations, they can actually add a management tool that's compatible with the Microsoft Windows Store for Business and say, hey, you know what, I'm going to use this management tool to manage everything instead, because that works great for my org. And this plugs in quite nicely, so I can type in whatever's available. So it'll basically go through, and there are various options you can have. So you can see, you know, you've got Intune and things like that.
Okay.
And you can add those in. There are also offline licensing. So we talked a bit about this earlier. So at the moment, we don't actually have any offline licensed apps at the moment. But the other thing we have is something called device guard signing. Now this is kind of important, because sometimes organizations build their apps in-house. And this is a nice way for them to get their app signed and ready, because normally when you push it up to our public store, we do the signing for you.
Right, so this is private signing for
Correct.
Internal distribution. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So we used to, in 8.1 days, we used to have it came with the SDK, you'd have a signing tool and this kind of thing. So this is the portal replacement for that.
Exactly, and it just makes things so much easier.
Yep.
So that distribution mechanism is quite cool. And again, it uses all our security grade stuff that you'd expect using TPMs and the like.
Right.
So let's go back to our slides. So we've sort of had a bit of a look as to what Jerry would see. So what happens if Jerry hires Shen, the independent software vendor?
Right.
What happens then?
You're moonlighting, Shen.
For Contoso, it's one of my most popular clients.
Yep.
So if we go to manage here, and you'll see there's new line of business apps.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to say, hey, you know what? There are no new line of business apps at the moment because no one's published. So it's going to say, hey, why don't you go to the line of business app publisher page, which you can also get to from here too.
Okay.
So I'm going to go there. So you can see here, we have a couple of developers here. We have the Contoso development team, and we also have me.
Yeah.
And you can see there, what's happened here is, there is a process where what you can do is, if you have a line of business developer, an organization can actually say, okay, well, I'll take their email address for their dev center account, and you basically just send them an email invite. What'll happen is the developer will then get an email saying, hey, you know, like Contoso has invited you to become one of their line of business developers.
Yeah.
Please accept. Okay. You click the link and you just log in with your Dev Center credentials.
And then you end up in this list then.
And then you end up in that magical list.
All right.
Yep. And the nice thing here is that if for whatever reason, you know, Shen does an amazing job and Contoso development are not very good, you can just deactivate them and therefore they can't do any more.
All right.
Okay. So it's pretty easy to do.
Yeah, sure.
So in this case, I've now been asked to do the development. I've accepted. So you can see my publishing rights are active. And I'm ready to deploy an app to the store. So I'm going to go to the Dev Center. And you can see here, now I'm logged in as myself using that same credential. And here you can see I have my first store application in progress.
This is the one that caught the eye of Contoso.
This is the one. It's particularly the icon.
Yeah, I can tell. It just speaks quality to me.
I definitely took some advice from you on the UX on this one.
Yeah, thank you, yes.
So what I have here is I have a submission.
Okay. Yeah,
as you do, so this is, again, for the developer, this is just the normal flow. There's nothing special or crazy they have to worry about. So you just hit the submission here. And we'll wait for it to click over. There you go. So you can see, again, I've already done a lot of the hard work here in terms of making sure the description applied to the packages, all that goodness.
Yeah.
But what's important here is pricing and availability. So normally when you click through the whole process, you always end up publishing to what we call the retail store.
Yep.
Which is basically the public store, right? But if you have a look here, there are a couple of things that I bring to your attention. So firstly is organization licensing. So you can see here there are a couple of checkboxes. So the first one is to make my application available to organizations. So this has to be checked, otherwise it'd be very difficult for them to manage the volume license.
Yep.
And the second one here is allow for disconnected offline experiences. So this is where we said, well, you know, sometimes the organization might want to run things offline with their license. It's up to the developer to decide whether they want.
So basically this means, the offline thing means that, as it says here, it lets an organization install it to devices that are offline.
Yep.
So otherwise, the normal case would be every time you install it onto a device, it's connecting back to our store and is managed that way.
And then it claims a license that way.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So as a developer, I do that. The second bit, which is really important, is to make sure I publish to the right place.
That might be good.
So under distribution and invisibility, you can see here it's retail distribution. This is basically the Windows store as we know it.
Yep.
And what I want to do here is I want to say, actually, I want to do a line of business app. So I'm going to select that.
Yeah.
And it's going to say, hey, you do realize that you're changing to line of business. You know, this means that enterprises can select.
So it's one or the other. So if you wanted to make it available in both places, you have to do two submissions.
Yeah, that's what it looks like, yeah.
Okay.
And then you can see here, so actually I've got two people I'm working for. I'm moonlighting for two companies. One is Shen's, demo for Shen's developer update. That's part of the Migrate store. And the other one is actually Contoso.
Uh-huh.
So what I would do is if I decided I actually want to ship to both, I could check both of them. Or I could say, well, actually, you know what? This is a special release for Contoso. They probably found a bug in my code, most likely, and they wanted a better experience, so I built a better UI. And I can just check that. And essentially, it's as simple as then just hitting save, and then I can just do the usual, publication and certification that you'd normally do. And it's as simple as that for a developer, really. It's nothing too complicated.
Nothing too complicated.
And then once that's all gone through and it's been published, then when I go to my line of business apps, it'll appear.
Awesome.
So it's So you can
it's
see
nice it. How we've managed to connect all the bits of the chain up here to make it much easier for organisations to acquire and manage installation of developers' apps. Yeah.
Well, that was, because I have to admit, when I was prepping this demo, it was really easy. Like, I didn't have an Azure Active Directory account, and it was great because I could set that up. The whole thing just was very seamless. It makes life a lot easier. It almost feels too good to be true. it's one of those.
Yeah. Great.
So we were talking a bit about
licensing,
offline and online. So, you know, there are various things we can do here. So as you said, you know, if you're online, you always require a Microsoft AD backed. So this would also include if you've got Office 365 or the like, or we can set one up for you too. And this is the nice thing because the license is always tracked by the Windows Store. So you don't have to worry about having your own licensing server if you don't want to when you're online. We can track all that goodness for you.
Yep.
And you know, you get the usual. So we've talked about the private store, and you can do the direct assignment where I can type in the person's email address, or I can do the MDM solution, which is basically where I say, this is my management tool that I use, please link to, you know, the Windows Store for Business. Then we have the offline scenario. So there is, obviously, if it's being offline, you don't need to worry about having, you know, an identity on Microsoft Azure AD. And the thing here is that all the updates are installed via Windows Update, but there's no licensing tracking, so you don't get all the goodness that you'd expect if you're online. So it's slightly different. You don't get maybe all the richness, but maybe that doesn't suit every organization. And it's kind of handy where you can do sort of computer imaging and manual deployment and things like that. And you can still use your MDM solution to distribute that way. So there are various models. It's pretty flexible. Which brings me on to side loading.
Okay.
So we know, obviously, if you're in an offline scenario, side loading might be one of the options that organizations use to distribute their own apps. So I'm probably going to do a quick demo first. So here I have my wonderful app. I've named it Test to let people know that it's doing anything.
Let's get the scenario clear here. So so far you've shown the process of distributing through the Store for Business.
Yes.
And this is kind of, when would this?
This scenario is for where, let's say you've got a particular app that's probably an organization may not feel they want to submit to the Store for Business. Let's take a government, for example.
Okay.
They might have, if I'm, you know, James Bond or something, and I'm working for military intelligence, I might not be so comfortable delivering some apps that way.
Right.
And what I'd like to do is actually sideload those apps instead. Yeah. And this is one of those scenarios.
Although we obviously offer a secure distribution channel, it still may not be, for certain organizations, they may just want to completely manage the distribution of these apps completely themselves.
I would say the Windows Store for Business is the, after experience, it's pretty optimal. But if you feel like you want to do sideloading, then we can go this way. So the first thing I'm going to do is let's just load up the settings, because I think this is kind of important. So when we get to update and security, if I left click there, you'll see there's this tab here for developers. And you can see at the moment I'm in developer mode.
Yes.
Now this is the standard mode that pretty much most of us, you know, have enabled when we're writing apps.
Consumers, of course, would be on that one.
They would always be on
apps.
They'd always be on the top one. If you're running in an organization and you're planning on sideloading, it's actually the middle one you'd probably want.
Yeah. It's kind of weird that this is under developer features, because actually this is not really, I mean, it's related to developers, but it's more of an end user feature, isn't it? Whether you are allowing sideloaded apps to be installed on your system.
Correct, and the thing with this is, so you can do this by policy as well, so you don't have to have every user going and clicking on that sideload, you know, like if they want to push it down through their systems, they can do. So let's do this. So I'm going to keep it as a developer mode for now.
Yep.
So I just want to show you what the app does, otherwise Visual Studio will be like, hey, you can't run this app. So I'm just going to run this app. So again, I took some advice from...
I can see some awe-inspiring UI there in that tiny little thumbnail.
So hopefully, there we go. So this is my wonderful app. As you can see, I like to keep it simple. It's
the
minimalist design.
To the point, yes.
So the first thing I want to do is actually let's uninstall this app. Because every time you hit run, you know it installs it on Windows.
Yeah.
So I'm going to uninstall this now. So that's now done. Let's just make sure it's gone. Yep. Cool. So that's now disappeared. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually show you the process that you were doing creating your package so it's available for sideloading. So you're going to right click. You go to Store, Create App Packages. And then at this point, I haven't linked this to the store at all. So you just say no, and then...
It's not for upload. So you're still building packages, but it's not for upload, yeah.
And then I'm going to go next. And then you'll get the usual screen. When I hit next, what will happen is it will start generating me a, you know, the usual Apex packages. I'm not going to go through that now.
It takes a little bit of time.
It takes a little time. So thankfully, hopefully, I have prepared one earlier. So.
Yes.
This is the packages that get built. And you'll see that actually it's actually in the app packages folder there.
Yep.
Now, normally, if I go back to my developer mode, I'm going to go sideload apps. And it's going to say, hey, you know, this is running outside our normal store. Are you sure you want to do this? I'll be like, yes, I know what I'm doing.
And it's worth mentioning, actually, either of these is not like open season on your machine. Because
no.
developer mode, they are signed by Visual Studio.
Correct.
With a temporary key. So you can't kind of send it off to consumers' systems and they can install it. And this one as well, they need to be properly digitally signed, which is... I suspect what you're about to show me.
So the keys are already generated. I'm going to use a certificate that already comes out with the app package because I don't have an official CA.
Yeah.
But essentially, normally what people say is, well, Shane, you know, you're provided an Apex anyway. A PowerShell script anyway that does all this. Well, the problem is when you're sideloading, if you try running this, and say run with PowerShell. So PowerShell's going to say, hey, you know what? You need admin rights. So I'll say, OK, yes. And all of a sudden, it's going to go, whoa, you don't have developer mode. You can't do this.
Yeah.
So actually, this is not going to install my app.
No.
And it's just going to say, sorry, folks, this is not good. So let me remove this. And what I'm going to do is I'm now going to show you how you can actually get this application deployed via a side loading mechanism. So the first thing that you'll want to do is actually you want to make sure you've got your certificate installed.
And in normal use, that certificate would come from a proper certificate
proper
authority.
Signing authority,
yeah.
Yes,
so one of the big CAs, yeah.
However, I've got my own CA here.
You've got your self-signing.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. So not as secure, not recommended. But essentially, I'm just going to double-click that. And I'm going to click Install Cert. And then I'm going to go to my local machine. I wholeheartedly trust my self-signed cert, so I'm going to put in the trusted root cert.
Yes.
Because
but this is just for testing. So
this
the
is just
normal
for testing.
Thing would be you'd have a proper CA cert, and obviously
correct.
That could be, by anybody who installed it, can be chained back and can be verified as being Pucker.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm going to next on that, finish, and I should get a message hopefully saying import was successful. Fantastic. Okay.
So now your machine has got that root cert installed and...
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So let's just go to PowerShell, because run as admin. So this is where it's, let's try and grab the directory of the package. There we go. So hopefully we have, there you go. So you can see I've got my packages there. So the first thing I need to do is there's a PowerShell command called add apex package. And hopefully this is showing up okay. I'm actually going to...
Working a bit of a weird resolution here, aren't we? Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So let me just... So what I want to do here is I want to provide the apex bundle. And notice here that actually it's for x86, a64, and ARM, because it's the package bundle, and that's what I need. Now, the next thing I need to do is I need to say, hey, you know what, I've got some dependencies as well, because I do. Matter of fact, I pretty much think everyone will. So the dependency path is, you'll see actually, this when you create the package, it already creates your folder called dependencies. And
so you don't have to have kind of arcane knowledge to do this. It's done for you by the build process.
And here I'm just specifying the x64 directory, and I'm just going to say, hey,
everything.
Take all the dependencies in there.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to hit return. And hopefully that was deployed. So now if I type in test, you'll see. There's my app.
There it is. Okay, cool.
So that's the way you do your sideloading.
Right.
So let's go back to...
So the questioner Chris is saying, could you compare this with sideloading? So I think probably you've just answered that.
Yep.
So that's a good demonstration of the sideloading against the normal store for business kind of distribution.
Yeah. As you can see, the sideloading's a bit more involved. I mean, the store for business is...
Yeah, easy. Yeah.
Yeah. So... As you said, where do you go? Well, to get the Windows Store for Business, you go to microsoft.com/business-store. Okay. Pretty easy to go to, so definitely go up and sign up. But otherwise, I think we've covered quite a bit there. Is there a way for us to test when we are not supported in a country or region? I want to test even though I cannot make a purchase yet. Is there a similar timeline enabled for new countries? So I think at the moment, yes. So we should mention that actually the Windows Store for Business isn't available in all countries and regions. Right. So I'm sure that's something the team will be looking into. Yeah. I don't really know the timelines on those sort of things. But if you wanted to test, I suppose if it's with your app, sideloading for now is going to be the way to do that. Otherwise, it'll be a case of a wait and see, I think.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Yeah, great. So that's the end of this lovely little Bijou compact little developer's guide update.
Yeah.
So this was an addition to the existing series of videos that we did in the summer. And hopefully it brings you up to date with the key new features that we've got in Windows 10 version 15.11. So that's us done. Thanks very much for watching. Please contact us online with any further questions. Yep. And keep on building great Windows 10 apps. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, guys.